The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends screen-free zones at home, no more than 1 to 2 hours of entertainment media a day for kids, and that includes television, and none for kids under two. So how do people who work for big tech companies like Google or Yahoo approach this with their own children? We're going to talk about that with Manoush Zomorodi. She's host of the WNYC podcast New Tech City. Hi, Manoush.
Hi, Melissa.
And this is a question you've been exploring for an upcoming podcast. For starters, you mention a revelation about one of the biggest names in tech, the late Apple co-founder Steve Jobs.
That's right. So, Melissa, Steve Jobs was a low-tech parent. That is what Nick Bilton wrote about recently in the New York Times. And if you're a parent, you probably saw this article. It was being passed around in all of our circles. Mm-hmm. Well, so Nick and I got together to sort of swap stories about how technologists deal with their kids and screens. And Steve Jobs is really just the jumping-off point. So many people in tech are not worried about making sure that their kids learn to code. They put very strict limits on the very gadgets and software that they spend their days developing.
And Manoush, that sounds like some of the sharpest criticism that you've heard about screen time for kids is coming not from the tech world. It's coming from the group, the Campaign for a Commercial-Free Childhood, and its founder, Susan Lin, who says she's really worried about how advertisers get free access to kids through smartphones and tablets, things like that. Let's listen to how she explains her concerns.
No parents in history have ever had to cope with the unprecedented convergence of a ubiquitous, sophisticated, alluring, habit-forming screen technology and unfettered, unregulated advertisement. And that combination is really what the major problem is.
So, Manoush, when you put that point to people in the tech world, what do they say?
Well, you know, Melissa, a generation ago, right, our parents told us, take your bathroom break during the commercials, right? They're a waste of time. And now parents are trying to teach their kids some of the tricks of digital advertising, the in-app purchases, or requiring a login. But on the whole, most of the tech parents that I spoke to, they seem to be more concerned about that addictive nature that Susan Lin referred to. And they're less worried about exposing their kids to advertising. I mean, after all, that's where their paychecks come from, and advertising is how many of these tech companies fund their less commercial research. So I think they sort of see it as a trade-off and that their kids just have to be savvy.
And you heard a whole bunch about that addictive component when you went to visit a family in Brooklyn. It's a Google engineer. His wife is a child psychologist. They have a couple of kids. What did you observe when you were with them?
Yeah, I went to visit Samir and Mandy Ajmani. They have three kids, and it's interesting. They recently did a little experiment on their oldest son, 7-year-old Nolan. For 1 week, they gave him absolutely no limits on screen time to see if he would self-regulate, you know, put the iPad away when he'd had enough. The experiment, Melissa, was a complete and utter disaster. He binged. So now they have rules about fun screen time versus educational screen time. And here's how Samir puts it.
I have tried to explain to Nolan that I want him to be learning stuff when he's spending time on screen and try to help him understand the difference between which are the apps where I say, okay, it's okay to spend time on this because it's a learning screen versus, okay, this is just candy for your brain, and, you know, we're going to limit that the same way we do real candy.
And Manoush, that can sound really great in theory, much harder to make that work in practice for a lot of parents.
Yeah, and speaking from experience, I have a 4-year-old and a 7-year-old, and just every day we sort of are grappling this. We don't have any idea scientifically yet what entertainment or educational screen time is doing to us or to our kids. So at this point, we all have to make our decisions for ourselves.
And how have you negotiated that with your own two kids?
Well, at this point, I have decided, and my husband too, that we would rather that our kids watch Mary Poppins or a show with a good narrative arc rather than, you know, this swiping at a screen. But maybe that's just how a journalist parents.
That's your story. You're sticking to it.
That's right.
Manoush Zomorodi, host of the podcast New Tech City from our member station WNYC. Manoush, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And you can download her whole show on techies and parenting this week. It comes out on Wednesday.